Boston transportation officials have reached a compromise with musicians over the right to perform on subway platforms. The pact ends a feud over the issue that started about a month ago. Officials of the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, or the T, wanted an outright ban on musicians in the stations. They feared public address announcements couldn't be heard over the din. Starting Monday, musicians will have to limit their sound level to 80 decibels as heard from 25 feet, and no more trumpets or drums. Singer-songwriter Meg Hutchinson uses the subway system as a stage. Today, she's delighted at the outcome.
I honestly thought this was going to take a lot longer. Overall, the sense is that it's been a real victory, and the public's really made this possible for us. We've had so much support in the area, and we're all celebrating today.
Michael Mulhern, general manager of the rail system, says station managers will make sure that musicians stay within the new guidelines. They'll have meters to check the sound levels.
If the music is too loud, station officials will simply ask the performer to turn down the amplifier.
Mulhern says musicians will be assigned their spot on the platforms. He says safety, not artistic control, was the only reason the issue came up at all.
Boston, you might know, is one of the few, if not only, subway system that allows performers on its platforms, and we want to continue to allow our customers to enjoy the character and lifestyle that a performer adds to a subway environment. But at the same time, we need to be respectful and responsive to the concerns of our day-to-day customers and disabled folks who are using our system more and more.
Michael Mulhern, the Boston Rail System Director, the transportation authority in that city, has reached a compromise with musicians who perform on subway platforms.